بيجي أنا عشان أهلينا محتاجين.
90% من الأطفال اللي بيعملوا في قطاع غزة هو بيعمل عند اللي هو قريبه من الدرجة الأولى، يعني يا عند أبوه يا عند.
أنا طلعت من المدرسة عشان أجيب له خبزيه وأبوي المصاحب وعشان أشتري، أبوي اللي بطلع.
هاي كمان ماكينة وهي ماكينة، هنا واقف كله واقف. هذا المصنع كان يعني زي ما تقول كان فيه حوالي 15 عامل أو 12 عامل، بعد الحصار والهذا كله وقف.
هناك ما يقرب من 35 ألف خريج موجودين عاطلين عن العمل.
Quantities of solid waste differ from one place to another according to the number of the population. The larger the population, the higher the quantity of solid waste, and the higher the individual's level of income, the larger the quantity of solid waste as well. An individual in Israel produces 2 kilograms of solid waste per day, while an individual in the Gaza Strip produces 0.8 to 1 kilogram of solid waste per day.
There are about 650,000 people living in Gaza City, and the city's residents and visitors produce up to 700 tons of waste that need to be collected, transported, and processed on a daily basis. This landfill is in the northeast of Beit Lahia. The quantity of solid waste produced in the city ranges between 80 to 90 tons per day, because the population of the city is more than 85,000 people, and the average waste production per person is 1 kilogram, like other places in the Gaza Strip.
Solid waste goes through a very hard and complicated process, starting from being thrown into dumpsters and then being collected on carts, dragged by donkeys, or in the few available garbage vehicles, and taken to landfills.
إذا أردنا أن نتحدث عن اللي هي مشكلة مستعصية تعصف به قطاع غزة الآن.
If we want to talk about a challenging problem facing the Gaza Strip these days, it is the impacts of the blockade and occupation and the scarcity of fuel. The municipality can hardly provide the diesel to run its remaining trucks, so we had to initially collect garbage using animal-dragged carts, as you see here. Regarding the number of animal carts used in collecting garbage in Gaza City, there are about 240 carts, and each collector gathers about 1 ton per day.
Various reasons led to having solid waste being transported using animals, the most important of which is the wear and tear of machinery allocated to that, as the 5 municipalities in the Gaza Strip have not been able to import any machines from outside for the last 5 years, and if so, they would receive them too late.
No machines and trucks for solid waste have been allowed into the Gaza Strip for many years by the occupation. The available machines and trucks are already suffering wear and tear. This exacerbates the situation. All available machinery for collecting and transporting garbage is worn out, and the newest trucks the municipalities have are the 1995 model. These machines and trucks are afflicted with wear and tear and need continuous maintenance. The time they operate is actually much less than the time they are in maintenance. We tried to purchase and import vehicles in 2006, which were 10 new trucks, 10 tractors, and 2 bulldozers. We were able to import some of this machinery after a lot of suffering with the Israeli occupation. Many international organizations, like the UNDP and the ICRC, and some human rights organizations intervened. After extended efforts, we succeeded in bringing 10 trucks into the Gaza Strip after 6 years of them being in Ramallah in the West Bank. Until now, we were not successful in bringing the 10 tractors and 2 bulldozers. Machinery is a very important element in the process of disposing of solid waste. Without machinery, it is not possible to collect 330 tons, at least, in the Northern Governorate and transport it to the main landfill in Jar al-Deeq.
Another reason why animals are used to transport solid waste from houses to temporary landfills is the scarcity of fuel needed to run any available vehicles and machines.
Municipalities continuously suffer from a shortage of the fuel needed to run the machinery and trucks which collect and transport solid waste from populated neighborhoods. You see all this movement. If you came in the past 10 days, you wouldn't have seen these trucks. But fortunately, the municipality received a limited quantity of fuel to run these trucks. The available quantity of diesel will not be enough for more than 48 hours. After 48 hours, all trucks will completely stop working until we get more fuel. The occupation is the main cause of the problem. No vehicles are imported to us normally according to our needs. We have many trucks in the ports, but unfortunately, for 6 years, we haven't received any trucks. Additionally, the shortage of fuel hinders garbage collection and causes piles of garbage.
The biggest problem people in the Gaza Strip suffer from regarding solid waste is having the temporary landfills in densely populated areas. These landfills were established in very hard circumstances that forced municipalities to set them up in this way, like in the case of Beit Lahia municipality in North Gaza Strip.
This landfill was rented as a small piece of land of 10 dunams for the initial disposal and collection of solid waste here before it is transported to the main landfill in Jar al-Deeq in the east of Gaza City. However, after the second intifada broke out, and with the resulting blocking of roads leading to Jar al-Deeq's landfill, this place became a temporary landfill to the northeast of Beit Lahia. After the year 2000, the Israeli occupation forces started dividing the Gaza Strip into separate areas. We had no choice but to set up this temporary location to collect garbage from people's houses and pile it here. To the north of this landfill is al-Nasr village and sewer treatment plants. To the west is al-Manshaya neighborhood. To the south is Al-Quds Open University and other organizations. And to the east are 2 schools, Al-Auda Neighborhood, Nada Towers, and Balsam Hospital directly to the east.
Al-Yarmouk temporary landfill located in the center of Gaza City receives large quantities of solid waste on a daily basis. This landfill is surrounded by essential public amenities like cultural, governmental, and sports centers.
I'm Mohammed Abu Koud. After I leave my school in the Al Zaytoun area, I go to the Al Khatan Center. Next to it is a landfill that we pass. We come to the center to enjoy ourselves, play, and have fun. But before we get to the center, we smell this very nasty smell coming out of the landfill. When we get into the center, we find flies and insects everywhere. This affects our health and elderly people who visit the center. I'm wondering why this landfill was located next to a cultural center where most visitors are students. We are in Al Wada Street, one of the most important streets in the Gaza Strip. In Al Wada Street, there is the Al Khatan Center for Children, a public library, which is the municipality's public library, other public amenities around, and residents in the houses near the landfill, which is located in the middle of the street and in the middle of many different government centers and facilities. I say again, Al Khatan Cultural Center is located next to the landfill, and so is the public library of the Gaza municipality. The tightened Israeli blockade and occupation forced us to establish these stations. The largest portion of garbage trucks are worn out and out of service. The municipality didn't receive any new trucks, so we had to set up these stations for initial garbage collection.
Temporary landfills have dangerous impacts on the environment and health of people living near them. That is why some of the people living there try to submit complaints to municipalities against these landfills and the harm they cause.
Now you are with us in the El Nada Towers area in the north of the Gaza Strip by the borders with Israel. I'm sure you are disturbed by the smell while you walk with us, and you are our guests. Destiny sent you here to see the very unhealthy environment we have. Here we have old people who take medication. The hurtful smell from sewer and garbage has caused about 10 deaths in the area. Balsam Hospital and the patients suffer from severe medical conditions as a result of the smell coming out of the very close landfill. This puts the lives of patients at risk, so the hospital often refers cases to Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. We submitted many complaints to all the municipalities, including the municipalities of Beit Lahia, Gaza, and Beit Hanun. They told us they will remove the landfill somewhere else, but as you see and smell, this didn't happen. Complaints never stop about having the landfill here, and in a high location, as you see in Beit Lahia. Very close to it are houses, about 300 meters away, which is a very short distance according to international standards. Houses must be much further than that. However, limited land space and the lack of alternative locations are the problem, along with insects and rats which spread infectious diseases because of the garbage in the landfill. So it is very important to get rid of this landfill, as having piles of garbage in this way represents an environmental and health catastrophe. This landfill is located directly in front of the center, and children and staff suffer on a daily basis from the smell. Anyone who passes by the landfill is exposed to nasty smells. Garbage is collected in this landfill on a daily basis, but the problem increases when garbage is not transferred regularly. Some of the impacted people set garbage on fire to get rid of the landfill's nasty smell, but the spreading fires cause serious health problems. Added to that is the spread of insects and diseases because of the landfill. Throughout the day, or at least throughout working hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., nobody can stand the nasty smell as well as the smoke resulting from burning garbage in the landfill. This causes problems, diseases, nasty smells, and the spread of rats, dogs, and animals. There is no alternative to having these landfills because of the occupation, which prevents transporting solid waste from the gathering sites of temporary landfills to the main landfills located to the east of the Gaza Strip.
إلى مكبات النفايات الموجودة خلال قطاع غزة.
نأمل في.
We hope that the situation will be better next year. Crossings will be open, and we will close this station, and that we will collect garbage using trucks and transport it to the main landfill located to the southeast of the city. If you have more time, you can come with us to visit the main landfill and see how things are going over there.
We accepted the invitation from the head of the Health and Environment Department in Gaza Municipality, Mr. Abdelrahim Abu Al-Qunbuz, and visited the main landfill in Gaza City in Jahr al-Dik, east of the city, where solid waste is disposed by being buried without any processing.
We are now, of course, in the main landfill located to the southeast of Gaza City. This landfill is almost 300 dunams in size. It was established in 1985. It receives 1,000 tons per day from the Gaza Governorate, which includes four municipalities, and the North Gaza Governorate, which also includes four municipalities. In the Gaza Strip, we suffer from the disposal of solid waste because the existing landfills are not healthy. I call on all organizations and people working in this field to think of a way to benefit and utilize solid waste, not only bury it in the ground, because land in Gaza is very limited and expensive.
There are three main landfills in the Gaza Strip, and they suffer from two major problems. First, they are located very close to the 1948 borders, which means that they can be closed at any time by the Israeli occupation for false security claims. The second problem is that these landfills are already full and don't have the capacity to receive more waste.
There are three landfills in the Gaza Strip. One landfill is located in Khan Yunis and Al-Fakari area. Another landfill is in Deir al-Bala, but it is already totally full and has no capacity to receive more waste. The third landfill is in Gaza City, in Jahr al-Dik. A strategic plan for rehabilitating these landfills was put in place, and it was agreed, based on a vision set by Palestinian experts, to rehabilitate two main landfills, which are the one in Al-Fakari in Khan Yunis and the one in Gaza City. For this landfill to be healthy, a feasibility study was prepared, and plans were set by foreign and local companies. As you can see, this landfill was totally leveled and covered with a layer of clay, which is 1 meter thick. Today we are walking on a landfill that is 15 meters high. This place was covered with a layer of clay, and a system will be developed for the liquids infiltrating from the garbage to be sent to special locations or pools. الراشح من النفايات وإرساله إلى موقع أو بركة. The project for rehabilitating the main landfill in Gaza City is still continuing and defying all the posed challenges. And once accomplished, it will have very positive environmental and health impacts on the city and its surroundings.
Had you come 4 months ago, you would not be able to walk in this place, but today it is well organized.
4 months from now, this landfill will be able to receive garbage for the next 4 or 5 years. As you can see, there is fire in the eastern area because this area is not closed yet. Gas is spreading in the air in that area and can catch on fire very easily. It will be very hard to put the fire out. However, when we set up a device to collect the gas, this problem will be over and pollution will be reduced. As you see, Natural gas comes out and can catch on fire with any flame or ignition. The fire will be very hard to put out.
Solid waste in the Gaza Strip consists of plastic, paper, glass, steel, waste from hospitals, and waste resulting from construction works. But organic waste represents more than 60% of all solid waste produced in the Gaza Strip.
The Gaza Strip produces about 1,700 tons of solid waste per day. Some solid waste has very dangerous impacts on the environment. The most dangerous of solid waste is the medical waste. The Ministry of Health is responsible for managing this waste, as it is the sole producer of it. The Ministry of Health has a responsibility to collect all dangerous medical waste, especially sharp tools. The ministry collects them from all hospitals and healthcare centers, and then they are transported to be burned in the ministry's burning locations. Unfortunately, some pharmacies, laboratories, and private clinics do not commit to transporting this waste to the ministry's burning locations.
Most of the dangerous solid waste is usually found in the random landfills scattered around the Gaza Strip, like Deir el-Balah near the beach.
We are now in Deir el-Balah, specifically near the beach, the only recreational site for people in the city. As you can see behind me, piles of solid waste are stacked near the edge of the beach. These piles resulted from the Deir el-Balah municipality's limited resources, which led people to dispose of their garbage away from their houses. The edges looked like this for 5 years. First, it was 100% clean with sand and clay. Children used to spend their free time playing here and sliding from the top to the bottom of the edge using empty plastic water bottles. Again, this edge used to be very clean. But now if they want to make it look the same again, that will be very hard to do. The edge also includes needles used by patients and empty medicine bottles thrown into it, in addition to other medical supplies used by patients. We fear that older children might be exposed to playing with these things. Regarding patients' needles, which were used by patients, they can be infected with germs. A person using such a needle is in danger of being infected with diseases. Even if he gets hit with it by mistake, an infection of the disease could happen.
This is how Gaza Beach looks after people visit it for recreation, clean and waste-free. In other parts of the beach, however, some small random garbage piles are scattered, disturbing the beautiful scene and might affect fishing or deprive people from swimming in these areas.
This scene we are looking at right now is for a random landfill in the Gaza Strip. Garbage thrown this way distorts the general scene and affects fishing, recreation, and everything surrounding it. We do not advise anyone to swim in these areas and tell them to move to areas more suitable for swimming with cleaner water and a healthier environment. When the waves get higher and hit the garbage piled at the edge, garbage will be dragged into the sea. Fish will leave the area, which might be polluted. As you see, we work as fishermen and barely make $5 to $7 a day.
The most dangerous negative impact caused by the stacking and piling of solid waste in temporary, random, and main landfills is the liquids leaking from these landfills and infiltrating into the groundwater, aquifers, and mixing with drinking water.
Organic waste infiltrates the aquifer or groundwater. This poses a real danger to the environment, considering the water situation in the Gaza Strip, its scarcity, and the high contamination levels. Waste is gathered in locations that are not engineered to accumulate the liquids leaking from organic materials and not ready to process these liquids in a correct and scientific way. When these liquids infiltrate into the aquifer, they mix with the groundwater and seawater. This pool was used to receive randomly leaking liquids without any networks. A pool will be established based on scientific standards to prevent infiltration of these materials into the groundwater. All this development you can see is dedicated to protecting agricultural lands and protecting the environment and the groundwater.